Welcome to episode 237 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. In last week's show, I brought you a couple of industry conversations recorded live at this year's photography show at Birmingham's NEC. Well, in this edition, it's back to business as you join me once again on location in the British countryside. You'll remember that, a few weeks back, I went on an overnight camping trip putting together a walking feature for a magazine. Well, due to the poor weather on the second day of the trip, I later returned to one of the spots we'd passed in order to shoot one specific picture which was missing from my coverage. And it's this quick photo visit which I'm talking through in this week's show. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 237.
It's just after 11:30 in the morning, and as I record this, it is a Tuesday. The sun is trying to shine over my left shoulder as I walk up this country track, it's actually a bridle way, up towards a thing called Racton Tower. Locals often call it Racton Monument or Racton Ruin, but it is basically an old folly. Now, it's in disrepair at the moment. Has been for many years, but the reason I'm here is that I have one picture to take. And the reason I am visiting this location today is that on my recent walk, which I spoke about in recent episodes, where I was talking about the kit that I'd be using for an overnighter, on this walk for a feature for the Great Outdoors magazine, TGO, on the day, at the time that we were walking past Racton, it was pelting down with rain, and there was no way that I was going to take my camera out to get a shot, which frankly, whilst it would have been nice to have had it that day, there was no reason to get my camera out when I know that this location is not very far from me and I could just come back another time. Now, I'm glad to say that it is that much drier today. The sun, as I mentioned, is trying to come out. The track is damp. In places, it kind of makes me wish that I'd put my walking boots on, but generally speaking, it's dried out quite nicely. I have been walking for a few minutes. You can tell that I'm maybe a little bit out of breath. Bit of a slope here. I'm travelling really light. All I've done is I've parked my car at the bottom of the hill. I'm walking up, going to take the shots whilst recording for you guys, and then I'm going to go and get on with my day. I've got places to be, things to be getting on with. So, just wanted to make a quick little introduction. I am going to carry on walking up this bridle way, and when I am in a position to start thinking about taking the pictures, I will catch up with you again. Okay, so I am now just about by the tower. I've actually walked past it a little bit because I had a quick look at the front of it, and everything is very overgrown, and this time of year, of course, we don't have all the greenery sort of really obscuring it, so it looks a little bit, it adds to the effect, actually, the fact that it's, sort of all the brickwork is sort of crumbling, and, people do go in and around there. It's not gated off at the moment. Use your intelligence. A lot of people come up here and, a lot of students use it. Obviously, I would imagine that, people that want shelter for the night, homeless people might come up here. There's all sorts of stories that surround what goes on with the tower. But I've actually come here specifically to get a nice clear shot from the front. Now you can get it from the farmers' fields, but because of the coverage with the trees, where the light is and everything, I'm going to shoot it essentially from what is basically the entrance, or the entrance as most people would think to kind of to approach it. So I'm just having a look now from the other side of the track. And what I'm going to be getting here is a vertical shot. I'm going to be supplying probably about 6 pictures to the magazine, but realistically, typically 3 to 4 are what get used in a final spread. So what I'm going to do is just going to put my bags on the floor. Like I said, I'm travelling really, really light today. I've got the Manfrotto B-free carbon tripod. Don't think I'm going to need it because it's pretty light today. However, we shall see how the various light readings come out. I've got here my Nikon D800. I've got the 35mm f1.8, which is what I used on the trip. Really like it, really light and quick to use and doesn't take much space. I've also got attached already to my D800 here, a 24-85, and that was just on the camera when I grabbed it because I was using it for some other stuff the other day, but coincidentally that's a pretty good camera as a compromise. I could have brought my 24-70, but it's a bigger lens, a bit heavier. That's not an issue today. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to do a quick test. The tripod is still in its shoulder case. It's going to be a vertical shot. And let's see. Okay, just going to check my focus point in the camera because I was locked on a separate one from the other day. ISO 100 is giving me at f16 a 15th of a second. So actually, I think what I'm going to do is I want to be shooting at those sort of those apertures. So if I just go to, here we go, ISO 400, 60th of a second, the sun's just trying to creep through. I'm going to frame it ever so slightly closer. Of course, you start to get converging verticals where the tower appears to kind of point towards the sky. Not too worried about that because it is what it is. 80th or 60th of a second quick shot. Oh, here we go. There we are. And let's do a quick test, a quick check on the back here. I think that's probably nice and sharp, but just to be sure, having made the effort to come all this way, I'm going to get the tripod out. This Manfrotto tripod actually is, because it's carbon, it's nice and light and it packs up really quite small. There's been quite a bit of conversation recently about about tripods and which tripods photographers use that are, you know, going for a day or two on the hill with a backpack full already with stuff. So whilst it's not the smallest and not necessarily the lightest that's available, it's a good compromise. I actually don't find that it's too much of an issue because I save the weight in other areas, other items of kit. So now the sun is just coming out, peeking through the clouds, and of course very typically as I look at the tower it's not straight in the camera, but it's just off to the right of the tower. So what I'm going to do is ignore that for the moment, and I'm just going to take the quick release platform off the tripod. I didn't bother to put it on in advance. When I was on my initial trip, of course I did, because it saved having to mess around at the time. But as I say, there's no real rush today. I've got to be somewhere before 1 o'clock, one of the local villages, so you know, that's not a problem. So mount the camera, that's all locked up. The D800 with this lens actually is perfectly manageable on this tripod. You can even go to a heavier lens, something like an 80-200 on this tripod. But you know, as you might imagine, you do start to get issues with, is it going to be completely stable? So let's see, that sun is just going behind a cloud. That actually suits me really nicely. So I'm going to put the self timer on. That initial shot was not too bad for the exposure. The tripod is pretty much maxed out for its extension, apart from the center column. I always try not to do that if I can help it. Now, because of these converging verticals, yes, I could go in the editing stage and kind of correct it if I like. but I think I'm going to shoot a bit wider here. It's still leaning a bit, as you might expect. Just watching where the wobble is on the tripod here. Lock everything up as much as I can. And so I'm going to frame this as if it's sort of a kind of like a wider shot. There we go. Got some daffodils in the foreground, which is quite nice. Got some mud as well. There we go. So we're going to go f16. And this is giving me a 60th of a second. And what I'm going to do is, with the self-timer, I'm just going to check. I don't want it to be too long. 5 seconds. 2 seconds should be enough. Okay, so I'll just select the focus. That's fine. Here we go. Right. That's nice. I've got the trees framing it. It's nicely in focus. Essentially got a bit of a bland grey sort of cloudy sky behind. I actually don't mind that. yeah, that's nice. Just going to go in a bit closer, save cropping at the time, and just extend the center column up. Like I say, I don't usually do this a lot, but when I do, I tend to leave a little bit just below the hub there, just so that it stabilizes it a fraction. Ah, that's nice. So it's not leaning too much the tower. Got these trees framing it, which is really nice. Oops. There we go, 80th of a second at f16 now. There we go. I might just, that was with a plus 0.3 exposure compensation, so I think I might just try it at plus 1, see what happens. It might be a bit too much, 50th of a second at f16. There we go. Nice and sharp. Okay, I'm just going to set the timer to 5 seconds, because there is a fraction of wobble there. I don't think it's really making its mark, but there we go. And 40th of a second now. Okay, this location has been photographed a lot. I think I've mentioned before, students use it as backdrops. It's used for fashion shoots. Sometimes photographers use it because it's really kind of quite sort of gnarly. you know, all this brickwork and everything. That's looking really, really nice. Do you know what? I think I've probably pretty much got the shot. That's really nice. So you've got the track that comes along here, and then you've got almost like a bank that goes up and over into a ditch, which you have to sort of do a very small little jump across, and then it's always brambles and overgrown. I don't really have a need to go into up to the tower and start having a wander around. It's quite interesting. Like I say, you never quite know who you're going to meet. When we were here the other day, there were a couple of students there just shooting some pictures for their media project. So, you know, it really does vary. What I'm going to do is I'm going to shoot a vertical shot whilst I'm at it. Now, if I can, let's just adjust the camera, leave it essentially in the same position. That's fine. Just going to go a little bit wider again. So do a wide shot and then a closer one. That's fine. Oops. Always using composition to lead the eye in. So I've got this puddle sort of in the foreground. I do mention in the article that there was some overnight rain the day before we walked. So that sort of ties in with that. I forget if I mentioned it before, but ordinarily the shots that get used in these articles are shot along the way, and that's what all of the other ones have been. But because I mention Racton as being a good place to take a small diversion to walk up this track to go and have a look at, it would be wrong not to have a picture. And like I say, it was hacking down so much that actually nothing has changed with the place. It never does. So that's why I've come back to shoot this. And if there was any issue, someone happened to check the metadata on the camera and said, you know, it wasn't taken on the trip, and say, well, don't use it then. But there's the reasoning. But, you know, I don't think there's going to be any issue with that. So I'm just going to do a quick shot here, get this focus, 30th of a second at f16. There we go. It's a really nice setup, this camera and this lens. It's the lens that I use a lot for close-up stuff because it's got that lovely macro setting. There we go. That's looking really nice. So I just need to do a slightly closer shot. And because it's vertical, I'm just going to have to tip the camera up a fraction. Don't really want to do it too much because of the converging verticals. Leave a little bit of space around the frame just in case I wanted to tweak it. But to be honest, regular listeners will know I don't like to do a lot of post-production if I can help it. So I'm not afraid of doing post-production. I just think, you know, a lot of people talk about get it right in camera, all the rest of it, whatever you label it as. My background was shooting film, and I had to be sure of getting the shots. And actually, I'd rather be out taking pictures or pitching to magazines or working on other more interesting work than actually doing loads of post-production. So that's kind of my take on this. Let me just have a quick check here. Okay. So that's all locked up. I'm just going to recompose ever so slightly. Got this tree sort of on the left-hand side, which is quite nice, balances it quite well. Everything is fairly straight. 30th of a second. The light is pretty stable at the moment. There we go. Oh, that's looking nice. Just going to zoom in. Yeah, that's lovely. And of course, what I'm doing here is actually creating a document. You know, we often forget that photography is all about recording things. It documents history, all the usual stuff. Now, this tower, like I said, has been here for as long as I can remember. And there were plans to renovate it, and that hasn't come to be. And, you know, it'd be lovely to see it, because it was, like I say, it was used as a... Well, there's loads of history surrounding it. It was a folly. At one point for gentlemen to come and entertain ladies and guests and what have you, and then another time there's tale of it being used by smugglers as a lookout tower down towards the water. And as I stand here, I can see the water in the very far distance, just about through all the trees. So, you know, who knows, but it's nice to kind of record this. And I've been up here sort of quite a few times over the years. It's really nice to kind of good to kind of explore if you get the chance. So there we go. So I'm just going to have a quick look at these shots. Going to right the camera. There we go. Make it easier to look. So initial shot was a test. I actually prefer the closer shot, you know. I prefer it where it's cropped in a little bit closer. And I think, actually, if I give them the vertical shot... Sorry, if I give them the horizontal shot, then just checking all the corners, then that would easily... That central section, if they wanted, could be cropped, and it would still look quite nice because I've framed it with the trees there. So... That, I think, is just about it. Now, I mentioned that there's another shot from across in a field. I'm not going to bother with that today, because, like I say, this is just a quick shot. It's not something particularly arty. It's just a shot
to illustrate this is something to see on route. Excuse me. So what I'm going to do is, just because I can, as I'm here, I'm just going to see if there's another shot from slightly afar. I think it's going to be too obscured. Yeah, I'm just going to put the camera up to my eye and have a quick frame. Yeah, there's no point having an obscured tower if I don't need to. So I think that's it. So all that remains for me to do is to do a quick shot for the show notes for this podcast. Obviously that'll go on Instagram in due course as well. And then I can get on with my day. So all said and done, well, it's within half an hour. I like that. That's rather good. Because, like I said, I didn't particularly want to have to come and shoot extra shots. But I think this is one of those where, you know, it's important as an illustration for the article. So there we go. So that's done, and I can get on and submit the piece later today. So a bit of a quicker recording this week. It's very sort of run and gun sort of thing. As ever, if you've got any questions about technique or camera setup or location scouting, all that sort of thing, of course, please do ask. But for now, I will leave it there.
If you want to see what Racton Tower looks like, be sure to take a look at the picture which accompanies this episode. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.